Good morning. Thank you for inviting me and to have this opportunity to share God's word with you. Thank you, Pastor Cole and Pastor Ren for the invitation. I also want to thank Susanna for translating with me, for me. I'm very embarrassed because I'm Chinese, but I cannot speak Chinese. Last week, I met Jamie Taylor in a conference. He spoke to me in Mandarin, fully expecting that I would understand. Fortunately, I did understand a little. But I couldn't respond. I couldn't reply in Mandarin. So I promised the Lord that I would start learning.
所以我答应主我会开始学习.
And hopefully next time when I come back, I will speak to you in your language.
希望下一次回来可以用国语跟大家讲道.
Today's scripture is from Thessalonians chapter 2, 7 to 8 that our sister had just read.
今天的经文是帖撒罗尼迦 第二章 6到8节 刚才姐妹读的.
It's only two short verses, but it has captured very much how Paul did his ministry.
只是两节很短的经文, 但是, 就抓住了保罗是怎么 侍奉的,
and that's how MSI would love to do our ministry.
这也是 MSI 国际 服务机构的 宗旨.
And I hope this would guide how you would do your ministry.
也希望这个是 我们怎么去侍奉的 一个指引.
The church that Paul wrote to, the church in Thessalonica, was a very young church.
保罗写信给的这个教会, 帖撒罗尼迦的教会是一个很年轻的教会.
It was barely 1 year old.
刚刚是一岁大.
Yet he had nothing but good things to say about this church.
但是保罗只有, 都是很正面, 很好的东西, 当他评论说到这个教会的时候.
Everybody there was a new Christian.
那里所有的人都是新的基督徒.
All spiritual babies.
全部都是属灵的婴儿.
We expect things to be messy.
我们期待就是那里会很混乱, 很混乱.
We would expect they would be rebuked by Paul for some immaturity.
我们可能就是觉得保罗应该会责备他们, 因为他们可能很多地方都不成熟.
Yet when you read this,
但是当你读的时候,
and that is from chapter 2, verses 2 to 7, 7 to 8. Oh, I'm supposed to do this. Sorry. let me see if it works. Okay. Okay. It's very small.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. Listen to me.
It may not
show up too well in the PowerPoint.
Okay.
We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 7. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, your faith in God has become known everywhere.
我给大家读一下这经文。 我们为你们众人常常感谢神, 祷告的时候提到你们, 在神我们的父面前, 不住地纪念你们, 因信心所做的功夫, 因爱心所受的劳苦, 因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐, 甚至你们做了马其顿 和雅该亚所有信主之人的榜样, 因为神的道从你们那里已经传扬出来, 你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和雅该亚, 就是在各处也都传开了, 不用我们说什么话。
This church may be 1 year old.
这个教会可能只是一岁大。
They may be all spiritual babies.
他们可能都全是属灵的婴孩。
Yet they all became PhDs in their Christian walk.
但是他们在他们的属灵历程上面都是博士生。
They are now moral believers, so all the churches in the region.
他们在附近的教会都是树立了榜。
The root of the gospel has sunk deep into the fabric of this church.
福音的根基深入了这个教会的结构里面。
The church, even though it's 1 year old, has grown to be widely known and respected.
虽然这个教会只有一岁大，但是已经出名了，还有就是被尊重了。
Not because they were rich or they had a huge facility, not because they have a famous pastor.
不是因为他们有钱或者他们的设施特别漂亮或者他们有一个很出名的牧师。
But for their outstanding work of service, their labor of love, and their enduring hope.
但是是因为他们的是因为他们的特殊的侍奉他们爱心所受的苦还有在主里面的盼望。
And as a result, the gospel was being rang out from this church to his city, to his region, even abroad.
所以福音就从他们那里传出去了到四维还有世界各地。
As a result of the gospel, they were making so much noise for the gospel that you cannot help but hear it.
所以他们因为他们为福音做了很多声音，所以很多人都听到了。
And not just locally, if you happen to live in the city, but everywhere, even internationally.
不单只是在本地，还有全地国际性的都听到了。
How is that possible?
那是怎么可能呢？
Is this what you want for your church?
这是你们想你们教会也有的吗？
Is this what you want for you yourself?
这也是你们想你们的生命可以有的吗？
Paul gives us a few clues as to how this is possible.
保罗给我们一些提示，怎么可以做得到？
Number one, we have to acknowledge it was God's power at work.
第一，我们要承认这是神的大能的工作。
Just 1 year after conversion, they already live with power and deep conviction.
虽然他们刚刚信主一年，但是他们在神的大能之下，还有有充足的信心。
Clearly, it was God's power at work.
明显的神的大能的工作。
They were not smarter or better or stronger.
他们并不是更优秀、更聪明或者更强壮。
It was all God's work in them through the power of the Holy Spirit.
全是神在他们里面通过圣灵的工作。
It's all God's work.
全是神的工作。
Remind me of one of the story I read recently.
这个提醒我最近读过的一个故事。
It happened in Mongolia today.
是在现代的蒙古发生的。
The story is about a woman called.The Jima.
主角叫做 The Jima, 是一个女人。
After the 1990 revolution, the economy of Mongolia used to be in tight state control was reformed.
1990年的革命之后国家的经济以前是管得很紧的现在就放松了。
And soon, very soon, people start to enjoy the prosperity that came with it.
所以很多人就开始享受富裕的生活。
But with more money come more temptations.
但是金钱也带来很多的诱惑。
Deljima's husband met another woman and left her.
Deljima 的丈夫有外遇了，然后就离开她了。
Her life was falling apart.
她的生活崩溃了。
One day, while feeling very destroyed, she took a walk outside the step.
有一天她很烦恼的时候，她就到那个大草原上面走一走。
Suddenly, she heard a voice.
突然间，她听到一个声音。
Saying, "I will save you."
说我会救你。
I will save you.
我会救你。
She turned around.
然后她转身。
She didn't see anyone there.
她什么人都看不见。
Step is open country.
大草原是很开放的，什么都
没有。There is no place to hide.
没有地方可以躲起来的。
She was sure she heard a voice.
她很肯定她听到一个声音。
But she was also sure there's no one else there that day.
但是她也很肯定她周围是没有人的当时。
She thought she went mad.
他以为他疯起来了。
Later that day, she went into town.
之后那一天，他就回到城里面。
A friend of hers has invited her to an assembly.
有一个朋友就邀请他去一个聚会。
She didn't know what an assembly was, but she went anyway.
她不知道什么是一个聚会，但是她也去了。
And later, she found out that assembly was a church.
啊，之后她发现这个聚会是一个教会。
When she heard the gospel for the very first time.
她就在那里听，第一次听到福音。
And then and there, she made the connection between the voice she heard that morning and what she heard in the church.
就在那里，她就连接起来她早上听到的声音，还有她在教会里面听到的福音。
That day, she was saved.
那天她就得救了。
Power of God.
是神的大能。
In 1990, there was less than 10 Christians in Mongolia.
在1990年，在蒙古有十位啊，不到十位的基督徒。
There are now more than 50,000.
现在有五万了。
Power of God.
是神的大能。
Number two, they got to where they are because the impact of Paul's way of teaching the gospel.
啊，第二是他们啊可以做到，是因为啊保罗生命的影响。
Paul was probably not the most polished, most elegant teacher.
啊，保罗可能啊，他的口才不是最好的，也不是最文雅的。
His teaching has been criticized by many as very difficult.
啊，他的教导在当代是普遍被批评为就很难理解的。
Paul's power came not from the word he used.
啊，保罗的能力不是在他说话的语言里面。
But how he made the gospel alive by the way he lived.
啊，是他怎么让福音可以在他生活里面活出来。
How Paul embodied the gospel is what give Paul the power.
啊，他怎么去啊体现啊福音是啊保罗福啊传道的能力。
I was listening to free talks by Jamie Taylor last week.
啊，上个星期他就听啊 Jamie 的三个啊讲道。
He was speaking in Toronto as part of China Inland Mission's 150th anniversary celebration.
啊，他在多伦多参加这个内地会成立150周年纪念日的啊庆祝活动。
His sermons were not materially different from any of the sermons you heard.
啊，他的讲道跟啊我们平时听的讲道没有什么分别。
Yet you don't for those who heard him could not but feel the power.
但是听到他的人都啊感觉到有一股能力。
Not because of clever ideas.
不是有新的啊意念。
Or polished delivery.
或者就是啊讲得很好。
But for a deep sense of conviction and devotion that could only come from 5 generations of total sacrifice and dedicated service to the Lord.
而是他就是充足的信心和忠心是从五代啊完全献上自己去侍奉主的祖先传下来的。
You listen to him, you are not only listening to him.
当你听他的时候你不是在只是在听他。
You are listening to 5 generations of Taylors who gave their all to God and to China.
你是听五代Taylors, 就是他们把全部都奉献给神还有中国。
Their word is backed by real love and genuine sacrifice.
啊，他们的啊话语有真实的爱和真正的牺牲支撑着。
And this is how Paul did it too.
啊，这是保罗啊怎么做的一样。
He said it again in the Bible verse we read this week.
啊，他就是在他我们刚才读的那段经文里面说了。
Just as a nursing mother cares for the children, so we care for you. Because we love you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well.
啊，就如母亲如养自己的孩子，我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连我们自己的性命也愿意给你们。
Paul left a lasting impact on this church.
保罗给教会留下了长久的影响。
Not by asserting authority as an apostle.
啊，不是因为他做使徒的权威。
Not by worrying how he looked to others.
啊，也不是因为他特别在意其他人怎么看他。
But by authentic and vulnerable service to each other like a child.
而是啊，凭着真实啊，不保留的互相服侍，像小孩子一样。
And not just doing our ministry, our work as efficiently as we could.
啊，不单只是啊啊做事有效率或者有效果。
But doing our work lovingly and caringly, like mother care for the children.
但是是就是有爱心的侍奉，就像母亲啊。育养孩子一样。
And not just proclaiming the gospel, but by embodying the gospel.
不单只是分享一个信息，而是用身体来体现这个信息。
He did not just share the message.
他不单只是分享信息。
He shared his life.
他分享了他的生命与他们。
And this is what this passage really means.
这个是这段经文的真正的意义。
I grew up in Hong Kong.
我在香港长大。
And when God called me to serve, I left the banking industry.
当神呼召他侍奉的时候，他就离开那个商业。
And I served in Domino Baptist Church for 6 years.
他就在伟道浸信会服侍了六年。
And 2 years ago, I have to step down because of my health.
两年前因为身体的状况，他就要退下来了。
My kidneys have failed.
他有肾衰。
Last month, my replacement came, and the church hosted a little farewell party for me.
上个星期替补他的传道到了，所以他的教会就给他一个欢送的派对。
And people lined up and share what they remember about the time I spent with them.
很多人都排队分享他们纪念这十年与他一起度过的时光。
And to my annoyance, no one remembered my sermons.
他就觉得很生气，因为没有人记得他的他的讲道。
They all remember. They only remember the time I spent with them when they are going through hard times.
他们只是记得当他怎么陪他们度过很困难的时光。
Maybe I shouldn't spend so much time preparing for my sermon.
他觉得可能不应该有那么多的祷告在讲道之前。
Because all people remember was the conversations we had in cafes and over lunch and dinner.
因为所有人记得的都是喝咖啡吃饭聊过的话题。
Not what I taught in Sunday school or in Sunday services.
不是周日的讲道或者主日学的教材。
The simple truth is best learned not in classrooms, but in the ups and downs of life.
最简单的真理就是真理不是在教室里面学的，是在人生的道路中学的。
Truth is best taught when it is modeled.
真理最好的教导方法是树立榜样。
Today's young people have a strong aversion to anything programmed or planned.
现今的年轻人都非常厌恶按部就班。
If you say you want to do a discipleship program, they'll run away.
如果你说要做一个门徒培训，他们就会都跑掉了。
But what they really want is to have a conversation.
他们真正想要的是一个真实的交流。
What's going on in their lives?
他们生活里面。
How could they find God?
有什么问题？他们怎么会找
到神？How could they know what's God's will?
他们怎么知道神的旨意是怎么样？
How could they live to the best of their ability to fulfill God's will?
他们怎么可以成就神的旨意？
They want to see a loving relationship with them.
他们希望可以建立爱心的关系。
They want to see the truth in other people's lives.
他们想在其他人生命也看到这个真实活出来。
Live out in other people's life.
就是活出这个真实真理出来。
Then they would do it.
然后他们就可以做了。
Then they would do the discipleship.
他们就可以做门徒了。
Only when truth is embodied in real life,can the result be powerful and long-lasting?
只有真理在现实生活体现出来结果才是可以长期的有效的。
I also find that when I talk to my young people, evangelism that rely primarily on words is inadequate.
他也发现当他跟年轻人聊天的时候发现如果只是凭言语传福音结果不是是不够的。
For many secular people, it's not the content of the gospel or persuasive arguments that are likely to be of interest.
大部分世俗的人不是对福音的内容或者有说服力的论点有兴趣。
More often, they are attracted by the community life, by the love that they see in the church.
他们通常是被就是教会的群体生活还有他们看到神的爱而吸引。
The Bible they read in our lives and in our loving relationship with them are what nurture an openness to the gospel.
他们在我们生活里面看到的圣经是真正育养他们让他们带到神面前的。
I'm convinced that the gates of heaven are not opened by an intellectual key.
我相信打开天堂的钥匙不是一个知识层面的钥匙。
But a heart melts by the heat of faith and the warm love of believers.
而是一个被信徒的信心和爱温暖的心。
What works in the discipleship works in the mission field as well.
在门徒培训和教会职堂的成功的 strategy 方法也是在宣教上面有成功的。
Traditionally, mission is overwhelmingly about telling the gospel to non-believers.
一般来说宣教是用宣扬这个真理来做基本的。
Mission means evangelism and evangelism means talking about Jesus.
宣教就是要宣教就是要传福音，然后传福音就是要说话，要跟人家说话。
The Bible says there's a lot more to it than that.
但是圣经说更多的。
To answer the question, what is the relationship between being, doing, and telling in Christian mission, we have to go back to the very beginning of the Bible.
如果我们要看这个宣教的真正的本质跟要做什么还有要说什么的这个关系，我们要看到圣经的开始，从开始看。
It needs to start with the call of Abraham and the nation of Israel.
我们要从亚伯拉罕的呼召和以色列民族的呼召开始看。
Genesis 12:2-3, God said to Abraham, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
在创世纪12:2-3, 神对亚伯拉罕说，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的我必祝福他，那诅咒你的我必诅咒他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Other than a very small part in the end of Isaiah, there is nothing in the Old Testament that tell Israel to go on missions.
除了在以赛亚书后尾的一段，在旧约里面我们几乎看不到神叫以色列人去宣教。
Israel was rebuked by the prophets for many things,But failure to do mission is not one of them.
以色列人通常是遭那个先知的责备，但是没有去宣教不是神责备他们的原因之一。
Isn't that surprising?
不是很奇怪吗？
And that's because Israel's mission in the first place is not a matter of going or telling or doing something.
这是因为以色列人的宣教方式不是去任何一个地方，也不是怎么去讲说或者做什么事情。
Mission is fundamentally about being.
他们是就他们本身就是宣教。
Mission is fundamentally about being.
他们的存在就是宣教。
They are told to be a blessing.
他们要成为祝福。
To be a blessing to all peoples on earth.
成为全球的祝福。
That's it.
那就是了。
But how do you do that?
但是怎么去做呢？
In Exodus 19, verse 6, God gives the clarity about, like, clarify what it means, how they are going to do it.
在出埃及记19:6，神就给他们澄清怎么去做了。
Where God said to the nation of Israel, although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
神对以色列人说，虽然全地都是我的，但是你要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
That is how Israel will fulfill God's promise to be a blessing to all the nations.
这是以色列怎么去成就神要给他们成为祝福的使命。
Israel is to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
他们要成为一个祭司的国度和圣洁的国民。
And so what priests are for people, Israel are to for the world.
祭司的职责如何，以色列在世人面前也要担当同样的职责。
So how does God desire to make himself known to the world's people?
神希望世人如何去认识他呢？
How does God want ultimately to bring the world to himself?
神怎么希望就是这个世界与他和好呢？
It's not by sending teams out from Israel to other parts of the world and telling them about Yahweh.
不是就是在以色列派队伍出去。
But by the way, they live their personal and common life together that would display God's holiness to the nations.
而是在他们个人生活里面怎么展现神圣洁的性质。
Their life is to show integrity, love, compassion, righteousness, and justice.
他们的生活要展现诚信、爱、怜悯、公义和正义。
And that is to happen in every facet of their existence.
那是在各层面上面都要展现出来的，
including family life, social relationship, economics, politics.
包括就是家庭生活关系、经济政治上。
That is how the community will display God's character to the world.
那是那个群体怎么去展现神的性质。
And that is how they are blessing to all the people on earth.
那也是他们怎么去祝福全地的人。
Israel was to bring the nations to God by the kind of life they live.
以色列人要用他们生命的方式去把 各民主带到神面前。
Their life would be the message.
他们的生命就是信息。
Israel is to be a blessing.
他们, 要成为祝福。
They are to do this by the kind of life they live.
他们要用他们的生命来成为祝福。
Their life is the message.
他们的生命就是信息。
Now let us look at how Jesus, the ministry of Jesus.
我们现在看耶稣的, 施工。
Jesus started his ministry by saying, "The kingdom of God is at hand."
耶稣开始他的施工说, 天国近了。
What is the kingdom of God?
什么是天国?
Well, Jewish believe that human history is divided into two ages, two eras.
犹太人相信人类历史是分为两个世代的。
The present age and the age to come.
现今的世代和将来的世代。
The present age is marked by death and sin and suffering and evil.
现今的世代里面有死亡、有罪、有受苦、还有邪恶。
The age to come is when God will return and restore all things and mend all things broken by human sins and the defeat of sin and death.
将来的时代就是神会来把所有都复兴、修理好所有人带来的破碎和战胜死亡和罪。
When Jesus said the kingdom of God is at hand, that means the new age, the age to come, has arrived.
当耶稣说天国近了, 意思就是说新的时代到了。
That is the gospel.
那个就是福音。
That is the good news.
那个就是好消息。
And so when Jesus delivered a woman from 12 years of suffering with hemorrhage,
当耶稣释放一个, 被流血病缠绕12年的妇女, 离开痛苦。
When he feeds a hungry crowd,
当他喂饱饥饿的人群,
when he restored a widow's son to life,
当他使寡妇的独生子复活的时候,
people see and counter God's liberating power.
人们看见和遇见, 神, 救他们脱离的大能。
The old age has gone.
那个旧的世代过去了。
The new age has come.
新的世代到了。
The healing of God's kingdom has broken through on earth.
神医治的大能在世界爆发了。
And when Jesus calmed the storm and walked on the sea,
当耶稣平息风浪在海上行走,
he is saying God is renewing the world of creation.
他在说神在更新他创造的,
And so all the things, all the miracles and acts of wonder that Jesus did was part of the good news he proclaimed.
所以耶稣做的, 所有神迹, 都是, 福音, 的内容之内。
It is the gospel in action.
是, 运行中的福音。
A gospel that addresses the whole of human needs.
针对整个人的需要的福音。
That is the full gospel.
那个是完整的福音。
MSI Professional, it was found by James Hudson Taylor the Third in 1994.
MSI 国际专业服务机构是 戴兆曾牧师, 1994年成立的。
It is a non-profit organization. Our work is to send committed Christian professionals to share God's love through the witness of their lives.
这个是一个非牟利的机构, 目的就是 就是通过这些基督徒的专业人士到中国去, 用他们的, 生命和他们的工作去, 全然神的爱。
This is all the ministry of MSI.
这是这个机构的所有的事工。
The green boxes are values.
绿色的格子是, 我们的宗旨。
The white boxes are the different ministries we do.
白色的格子是我们不同的事工。
And it includes healthcare, education, management, education, youth, livestock, and community development.
包括医疗、教育、管理培训、少年、农业、社区发展。
We often get questions asked, why do we do all these things?
很多人会经常问为什么我们会做这么多事情。
The simplest answer is that because this is what the different levels of governments ask us to help them on.
最简单的答案是不同政府部门, 要求我们在不同的方面帮忙。
A longer answer is a story that I'm about to tell you.
要详细一点回答, 我们就必须说一个, MSI的故事。
It's not an MSI story per se, but it will help you explain why we do what we do.
不是一个 MSI 的故事, 但是会解释为什么要做这么多事工。
Joe is someone whose life demonstrates the power of living out the gospel in a world of hurting people.
Joe 是一个生命活出福音, 有能力拯救人脱离痛苦的人。
Though he lives in Europe, Joe would show up in every place where a war was erupted.
虽然他住在欧洲, 但是每当哪里打仗, 他都会在, 那里出现。
He was in Bosnia and he was in Afghanistan.
他在波斯尼亚, 也在, 阿富汗。
He would bring food and clothing and firewood and anything that would relieve human suffering.
他会把食物啊, 衣服啊, 烧火用的柴啊, 或者任何需要的用品带到那些遇难者那里。
Recently, he's doing his work in the mountain villages of Himalayas.
他最近在那个, 喜马拉雅山的, 一个村庄里面, 工作。
He asked the question, what does love look like for a group of people who have a life expectancy of just 40-some years due to deplorable health conditions?
他问了一个问题, 怎么可以像, 这群因为可悲的健康状况, 而只有40多岁寿命, 平均寿命的人, 传达爱心?
His answer is that he would bring and offer to these people smokeless stoves and solar panels.
他的答案是, 他会把这个, 无烟的炉子和太阳能的板, 带到这群人民里面。
And he would take teams of young professionals, of physicians, nurses, engineers, and technical experts.
他会带一些年轻的就是, 职业生涯中期的专业人士, 比如说护士啊, 医生啊, 工程师啊, 技术工人, 到, 这群人里面。
And he would bring in all the supplies about the solar panels and the stoves and batteries and food.
他会带所有需要的材料, 就是太阳能板啊, 那个炉子啊, 电池, 电线, 食物啊, 这些东西带进去。
And when they arrive at the village, they would spend all day to assemble the panels and the wires and the lights.
当他们到的时候, 他们就整天给他们安装这些东西啊, 装着电线啊, 电灯啊, 之类的。
Then at day's end, darkness descends on the village and each family would flick the light switch.
当天黑的时候, 就是全部都黑了, 但是, 每个家庭都可以就是按一下那个按钮。
And for the first time in history, the village was engulfed in light.
就第一次整个村庄里面都有灯, 都有亮光了。
The people cheer.
然后所有人都欢呼。
And one of the pastors in the team would ask, how many of you have heard of the light of the world?
然后队伍里面的牧师就会问, 你们有谁听过世界之光?
No one responds.
没有人回应。
And so night after night, the stories of Jesus are told to this hungry hearts.
所以一夜复一日, 一夜复一夜, 耶稣的故事就讲给这些渴慕的人听。
And today there are two churches pastored by local believers.
今天在当地有两个教会是本土的。
More than 100 people have become disciples of Christ.
超过100人是耶稣的门徒。
And a growing number of villages now have clean cooking and lighting and sanitation solutions that have improved the quality of life.
越来越多就是, 村庄有, 这些设施, 还有就是, 卫生设施啊, 电啊, 就是可以, 改善他们的生活条件。
More importantly, God's truth has been shared in the context of life and many have embraced Jesus as a result.
更重要的就是神的真理可以在日常生活的环境里面分享给 民众, 而很多人就也因此信主了。
So let me ask you,
让我问你们,
who do you suppose has the best chance of impacting hurtful people in places like I've described?
你觉得谁会有 更好影响这些, 这样的人, 给他们传福音的机会?
A follower of Joe, who along with the message of eternal hope, gives temporal hope for a better future.
一个像周这样的基督徒, 不单把永恒的盼望带给他们, 也给他们一个, 就是暂时一个更好的未来的, 希望的人。
Or someone who comes to them with a message of eternal hope, but has very little connection to life as they're experiencing it.
还是一个带永恒盼望, 给他们的人, 但是不, 这个是跟他们的生活不连接上的信息。
20 years ago, MSI started working in remote part of Sichuan.
20年前，MSI在四川偏僻的地方开始工作。
And we set up a vocational training school to provide health education and vocational training.
我们开始设立一个职业的中心，为当地的人就业机会做培训。
20 years of hard work later, we are seeing people coming to Christ.
20多年的老虎，现在我们开始看见有人开始信主。
Local believers are meeting at home to worship and to fellowship.
当地的信徒在家里面聚会和敬拜神。
Young people are composing worship songs in their language.
当地的年轻人用他们的语言写圣诗。
This is the fruit of our long-term workers sharing the gospel and their lives with the people of Zhaozhou.
这是长期宣教士的辛苦劳苦的那个结果。
Today we talk about how Israel's national life was supposed to reflect God's holiness and goodness.
今天我们看到以色列人的生命应该体现神的圣洁。
And Jesus embodied the gospel by all the healing and mighty acts he did.
耶稣用他的生命体现神的大能，还有福音的大能。
They all speak the gospel. They all proclaim the gospel by the way they live.
他们都用他们如何生活去传扬福音。
How are you doing on this?
你现在是怎么做的呢？
You are the living Bible.
你就是活着的圣经。
When your colleagues or neighbors read you, what do they see?
当你的同事跟邻居看到你的时候，他们看到什么？
What gospel are you proclaiming in your life?
你的福音是什么样的福音？
I'd like to end with a story from one of our long-term workers.
我会用一个长期宣教士的故事来结束。
She is a very successful doctor in Canada.
她是一个很成功的医生在加拿大。
She had her own clinic and she had a lot of patients on her book.
她有她自己的诊所，也有很多很多的病人。
She is the head of a department in a hospital.
她是医院的一个部门的一个科长。
She had it all.
她什么都有。
Yeah, God called her.
但是神呼召她。
And today she's working in a hospital where the nurses are not trained.
她今天在一个医院里面工作，那里的护士是没有培训的。
And the one doctor they have is a specialist in internal medicine.
他们唯一的医生是一个内科医生。
And she's only been asked to do pediatrician work because she's a woman.
因为这个医生是一个儿科医生，他在国内的儿科，就是那个医院的儿科里面工作，然后这个科的主任本来是内科医生，他在那个科工作分到那里，是因为他是女的。 所以他们就叫她看小孩子，其实她不是有这个培训的。She's
now sharing an apartment with two other co-workers.
这位宣教士跟另外两个宣教士一起住在一个公寓里面。And
she offered her service to China for free.
然后她在中国的侍奉是不收钱的。The
message of her life could not be clearer.
她生命的那个信息。 是很清楚的。
What about yours?
你生命的信息是怎么样的呢？
I'd like to end with a prayer for all of you.
我希望用一个祷告来结束。
And may you go out and live a beautiful life.
希望你们都可以出去活一个美好的生命。
May your life be a beautiful message of love and grace.
希望你的生命是一个美好的恩典和美好恩典的信息。
May all glory and honor be God's alone.
愿所有的荣耀都归给神。
Thank you for giving me this chance to speak to you.
谢谢大家给这个机会，让我可以在这里跟大家分享。谢谢。